State Representative John Rainey joins us from Austin. Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. How are you?
Good, good. Let's start, first of all, the governor with his farewell address today at, 2:30 this afternoon.
Well, that'll be interesting. We'll just listen, see what he has to say.
Yeah, to go over his 13, 14-year reign as governor, but actually, I guess, spending about 30 years in the state government.
We had a little discussion about that one day this week already about him. I think we did a little resolution honoring him for his 30 years' worth of service to the state, and we're proud of him for that. Wish him best.
Sure. Earlier this week, we had an open vote for the Speaker of the House. First time that's happened in about 40 years. Presuming that you were among the vast majority who voted for the Speaker?
Yes, I was, and I'm proud of that vote. I truly like Joe Strauss. I think he's a really decent human being. I don't view him as the liberal that some folks do. The one thing I can always say about Speaker Strauss is he has always told me your job is to vote your district. And I think that is a pretty good way of handling it. He's never come to me and said, I want you to vote for this bill or that bill. And I appreciate that.
John Rainey joining us from Austin this morning. One of the things I guess that we don't necessarily understand in the Brazos Valley or see, because both you and Representative Cassell are in a situation that's pretty well defined. You understand your constituency, and the majority seem to be pleased with what your service has been. But tell me, I have to believe that part of the reason that they had the public vote for Speaker was so that those districts where it's a little bit dicier, you would know how those representatives necessarily stood.
You know, I think that kind of cuts both ways. The folks that were supporting Scott Turner wanted to have an open vote, and those that were supporting Joel Strauss wanted to have an open vote. And I think it kind of, you see who is for you and who's against you, I guess you would say. Although I view my vote as a vote for the district and a vote for the people of Texas. We're going to need good leadership. The Speaker has a proven record of conservative voting, although some would question that. I don't know why. I've looked at it real closely. We've done lots of conservative things during his time in office, and I'm pleased.
Well, one of the things, of course, he's done is he's brought some Democrats into the tent to be able to get some legislation passed that's pretty significant. But also, there's a lot of legislation that folks felt like in the last session didn't even come to the floor because of Strauss. And I know that there are probably some very conservative members who, again, that's the reason that they wanted to get the open vote so that everybody'd know who stood on what side. Are there going to be ramifications for those people who did not vote for the Speaker, in your view?
You know, I don't see that coming from Joe Strauss. I don't think he's vindictive in any way. I just don't see it now. There may be other folks in the process that don't like it, but I frankly am one of those guys said they voted, they've got to vote, they're entitled to vote the way they want to.
Sure. John Rainey joining us from Austin. So what's on the agenda for you this week?
Well, mainly this week is just a ceremonial. We're going to have a vote today on the rules. I don't expect any major changes in rules. I'm sure there'll be some amendments offered, but I don't expect that much will change. Those rules have served well, and I think they will continue to serve well.
All right, so we'll have lots of parties, lots of shaking of hands, and then we're going to get to work next week, huh?
Well, we're doing things.
Oh, okay. Oh, are you? Okay.
But yes, you're right.
Okay.
It takes when the committee assignments come, and I expect and hope to continue the two committees I'm on. I can tell you one thing. The day I got my committee assignments, appropriations met that day, and we met every day for about 2 months.
I remember that. Yeah, that's a full-time job almost by itself, isn't it?
It is, and so I'm looking forward to that process. I would like to start reviewing some of those agencies a few every session. I think they need to be looked at a little closer, and that's one of the things I'm going to work toward. But the main thing that we have to do is take care of Bryan and College Station first, and then we'll take care of the other things as we move on.
All right. We'll look forward to talking to you next week. How's that?
Thank you, Scott.
All right, thank you. John Rainey joining us from Austin this morning.